is Machshirin Perik Vav Mishnah Hey. So the previous Mishnah listed the Sheva Mashkim, the seven liquids, and those are the primary liquids, and now I'm going to list the Toldos Lamayim, the subcategories of those liquids. So Toldos Lamayim, the subcategories of water, Hayotzim and Ayin, something stuff that comes out of the eye, Mina Ozen, a liquid that comes out of the ear, Mina Chotem, from the nose, Mina Peh, from the mouth, Miraglayim, Bein Gedolim, Bein Ketanim. So liquid excrement, whether of a loose stool or urine, it's the way the Rav learns it, anally or otherwise, liquid comes out, urine comes out, ladaito or shalo ladaito, whether intentionally or unintentionally, no matter what, any of these liquids that come out, those are hechsher lekabel tuma. The Mishnah told us the dam, so these are subcategories of blood. Dam shchita behemo b'chaya of ovus tahorim, blood that of slaughter, when you shecht an animal. If you've seen it, a lot of blood comes out. So if a behemo, a domestic animal, or a chaya, or a non-domestic animal, over a bird, kosher birds, the dama kazel shtia, or if you bloodlet for drinking. So they used to do bloodletting sometimes to give either a non-Jew or an animal to drink. That blood can be machshir kabel tuma, and is considered one of the shiva mashkim. It continues the Mishnah. Mechalav kechalav. Whey is considered like milk. So whey is the watery part of milk that you separate when you curds during cheese making. So that's considered just like milk. V'hamochal kashemen. Shein hamochal yotzei midei shemen. And olive water is considered like oil, since the olive water cannot emerge without oil. Shein hamochal yotzei midei shemen. Divrei Shimon. These are words of Shimon. So basically, when you would pressing olives, other stuff would come out of the olives, other kinds of water. Now that technically, that which comes out of the olives is not really able to be machshir, but Rav Shimon, according to Rav Shimon, but he says since there's always little bits of oil mixed in with the olive water, that it'll always be considered hechsher kabel tuma. Again, by itself, it would just be like juice and wouldn't necessarily be hechsher kabel tuma. But since it's always got olive mixed in, the olive oil mixed in with the olive water, it will be considered hechsher kabel tuma. Or Rav Meir omer af mi she'enimo shemen. Rav Meir holds, even if there's no oil there, the water itself is considered, the olive water itself is considered one of the shemachshim and kamal hechsher kabel tuma, and we paskin like Rav Meir. Includes the Mishnah, dam hasheretz, the blood of a sheretz. Certain creeping creatures mentioned by Yikra, so they do transmit tuma. Just so they're like the blood is like the meat, and that tuma is transferred, but it's eno machshir, but does not make food. And this is an exception. This is the only case like this that we have something that's mach that itself is tame, but does not actually kabel tuma. That concludes Mishnah Hey. Mishnah Vav, Elu Matamana Machshir, and the following liquids convey tuma and affect hechsher. Meaning they are tuma themselves, but they can also transmit tuma to other things. Zovel shel zav, the ziva discharge of a zav, is a person, zav is a person who became tame through some sort of emission. He comes to avatuma, and he's tame himself, and likewise any of his liquids are tame, and if they touch other things, will make them hechsher kabel tuma, and simultaneously become tame themselves. V'shichva zera, ruko, his spit, is the same thing. Shichva zaro, his semen. Umei raglav, and his urine. Urvias min hames, and dam. So, urvias min hames is a quarter from a blood, that's a different case, we're not talking about the zav anymore, but a quarter lug of urvias, or urvias of blood, that, again, same thing as the zav, is tame itself, and at the same time can transfer tuma to something else, and likewise, dam nida. Dam nida itself is tame, and can transfer tuma to something else, and simultaneously it'll make something hechsher kabel tuma and tame at the same time. Relezer omer shichva zera eno machsheres. Lezer holds the semen of the zav does not transmit tuma, because it's not really considered mayim anymore. It has this new name. It's not considered the same as water. Therefore, it's not hechsher kabel tuma. It is itself tame, but it can't. But it doesn't hechsher things to kabel tuma. Lez ben Azariah Omer dam hanida eno machshir. Lez ben Azariah says the same thing about nida, because this is the same blood of nida is like the blood of hemorrhoids or other things, which everyone agrees there, it's not hechsher kabel tuma. This is like blood of a different injury. So that's not hechsher kabel tuma. Again, it is tame, but won't transmit tuma. Rav Shimon omer dam hames eno machshir. And Rav Shimon says that the blood of a dead person does not hechsher, I think, the kabel tuma. Because when a person dies, that blood is no longer the same as regular blood. Blood, as one of Shemashkim, is only true by a living person's blood. Once a person dies, it's not considered a beverage in the same way. And we don't pasken like any of these, we pasken like Tanakama. All these things are Hechshel Kabbal Tumah. And that concludes Mishnah. Sorry, one more line. Vimnafa Adlas, Gor de Bitor, is continuing from Shimon. And since the blood of a dead person is not machshir kabbal tumah, if it falls on top of a gourd or on something else, he should scrape it off and the gourd is tar. Again, you can totally eat it, no problem. You should have to get rid of the blood because the prohibition of eating blood, but no tumah is transmitted. That concludes Mishnah Vav.